Well, good morning. In family news this morning, I think the headline was about preparing for Christmas, wasn't it? And some of the ways we can do that. And I am really looking forward to Christmas myself this year. Some of you know that we normally spend most of our lives in Nigeria, and it's actually the last time I was in England for Christmas was actually 2004. It's not that I've never been back in between, but sensibly we like normally to come in summer when the weather is slightly more like Africa, though not much. So we're really looking forward to being around for Christmas, and also our daughter Eleanor will have her second birthday, and so we'll be able to spend that as well as the Christmas festivities with our families. And that's one of the things we're really looking forward to, because whether it's Thanksgiving for any Americans among us or Christmas, families are one of the big things that we enjoy about Christmas. And of course it's one of the difficult things for us sometimes, being in another part of the world, that we can't always spend that time with our families. But one of the things that Christmas brings back memories of me about is that as a child, my parents were always very keen to make sure that I wrote my thank you letters after Christmas. And I want us to notice in this final section of Philippians this morning that Paul is writing a thank you letter, and to use that to encourage us about how we can be part of God's big mission. We can be partners in it, and that thankfulness is part of that. Paul was actually was in prison at the time that he wrote this letter, in Rome, and the Philippians, the church he was writing to, was probably about 800 miles away, and so he needed to write a letter, and he couldn't just put a stamp on it and send it, of course. But he was keen to communicate with these people, and it's a very personal letter. It's a letter of friendship, and this section that we have in front of us is very much about that. But, you know, when I wrote thank you letters as a child after Christmas, they usually went something like this, and I think some of you will recognize this paradigm, this prototype. They would go something like this: Dear Auntie Jean, thank you very much for the W.H. Smith tokens that you sent me for Christmas. I am looking forward to buying a calculator and a ruler for my schoolwork. Also for Christmas, I got whatever it was from Mummy and Daddy, and we spent Christmas with such and such members of our family. Happy New Year. Love from Gareth. Has anybody ever written a letter like that? The funny thing about the Apostle Paul is that we're in the very end of his letter to his friends in Philippi. And unlike me, who the first sentence of the letter was, thank you very much for my Christmas present, he leaves it till almost the last sentence of the letter, doesn't he? Chapter 4, verse 18, page 1181. Second part of that verse: I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. Epaphroditus was a friend of Paul's, who had come from Philippi and brought with him probably a financial gift to help Paul. And he hasn't actually directly mentioned it until then. And people scratch their heads over why that is, as this is one of the big reasons for the letter, not the only one. But I think, having read through this letter again this week, the whole of the letter, I think the thing we have to remember is that actually, although he only says thank you for that gift specifically at the end, his whole letter to his friends has been saying thank you throughout. If you just turn back over one page to the beginning of the letter in chapter 1, verse 3, the very first thing he says after greeting them initially, in verse 3, is, I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for you, I always pray with you with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day till now. He says, I'm really thankful, and I'm thankful firstly to God for you. And then later on, he will go on to mention various things he's thankful for, especially in the last section when he's saying, thank you for sharing with me in different ways, for your concern for me and for your gift. And he also said in that first section, didn't he, that the thing he's particularly thankful for, and one of the reasons he prays for them, is because they are partners in the gospel. They are partners in God's mission. And again, throughout the letter, we can see how that is the case. He's writing to his friends and saying, thank you for being part of what we're doing. And so when he comes to say thank you for the gift of money at the end, that is important. But he's just put it in the context of something much bigger, the partnership that they're involved in on behalf of the gospel. It's, as Dave would have said last week, it's the big picture and the little picture. The little picture is the money they sent at that time. The big picture is their whole involvement together in spreading the good news of Jesus. And he wants to make sure that they don't feel guilty about the fact that they don't always send him the gifts that they would like to for one reason or another. So at the beginning of our passage in verse 10 of chapter 4, he says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord. Again, he's saying thank you to God for them, isn't he? I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. I know you've been concerned. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. So in other words, he's not saying your gift's not really important to me, but he's saying thank you for your gift. And he goes on to say it's pleasing to God. But he says, that's not everything. And even if you can't send me that, I know that we are in this together. We are in the task of sharing the good news of Jesus together. And that's what I really appreciate. And that's why I can be content. I've learned to be content, verse 11, whatever the circumstances. Different circumstances happen, but it's a great comfort to me, Paul says, that we're in this together. And he's a great comfort to him because, as he goes on to say, that whether I'm well fed or hungry, however I'm feeling, I can do all things through God who gives me strength. And I'm also comforted because it was good of you, verse 14, to share in my troubles. He's saying, actually, this partnership is a three-way thing. I'm thankful to God for you. It's in God's strength that I can do everything that I need to do. But your partnership is part of that. It's a three-way relationship. And he says, it's good of you to share in my troubles because life was not easy for Paul. He was in prison, and of course it was quite hard times for him. But he says again earlier in the letter, you may remember, that even in this situation where I'm in prison, he says the gospel is going out, and the Roman soldiers around me who I'm chained to, well, they've got to hear the gospel, haven't they? Because they've got to sleep with me night and day because they're chained to me. And that's again the little picture. Paul is in prison, but the big picture is God's mission is going forward. I said that we spend most of our time in Nigeria, and last Christmas we were in our village in northwestern Nigeria, and Christmas is quite hard for me. I got to a point at the beginning of January where I emailed a few of my friends and said, please pray for me, it's really tough out here. It had been a really busy Christmas. Lots of good things had been happening, but it had been very hard work and we didn't really get a break over Christmas, and I was tired. We were weary. And we barely had time to celebrate Eleanor's first birthday in the middle of it. One of the really difficult things, probably my worst moment, was I preached at what you would think of as the Christmas Eve midnight service. And this was in our village church. And it's always quite difficult preaching with sort of language barriers and that sort of thing. However hard I try to use their language, it's not easy to do that. And to be honest, that particular sermon was a complete disaster, at least from my perspective. And I was quite down about that, because Christmas is such a great opportunity, isn't it, to speak about Jesus, and it just felt like it had gone completely wrong. And so it was hard work that Christmas. But one of the things that encourages me at times like that, as a missionary far away from home, is when I hear from partners in the gospel here at home. My friend John Cooper, who is part of this church, sometimes he emails me. And it often says something like this: "Thanks for your news. It was really good to hear what was going on. I've also been hearing what's happening to some Christians in northern Nigeria and some of the security issues and how hard it must be for many out there. And I hope you're okay." And it's just, John doesn't write long emails, but that sort of thing is a real encouragement to me. And that, to me, is partnership in the gospel. That is what Paul is talking about. "You have been concerned for me. It was good of you to share in my troubles." It's not just the money. I'm deeply grateful for the fact that Christ Church sends us money that enables us, helps us to do our work for God in Nigeria. But there's more to it than just that. It's knowing that people, that we are together in the task of sharing the good news of Jesus. Although we're in a different place from you, the fact that you are part of that is important to us. Paul says to the Philippians, you know, "You were the one church that shared with me in particular ways, in particular financial ways." With different churches, he had different relationships. In Thessalonica, they didn't support him financially, we know that. They were still partners in the gospel. But he says thank you to the Philippian church for supporting him in specific practical ways. And he says it's a two-way thing. He says it's the matter of giving and receiving, verse 15. That you people, that's what partnership is about, isn't it? It's not just one way. And sometimes as missionaries on the field, with you, we feel that we get all the benefits of your prayers and of your financial giving. But hopefully, and I want to encourage us, that as you hear news from us of how the gospel is going out among the Kamuku people and in Nigeria, I want you to be encouraged that you are contributing to that. And that in small ways, we can hopefully encourage you by what is happening there. And communicate with you about that, and maybe when we're home, in opportunities like this, I want you to be encouraged that you are partners in God's mission, even in Nigeria, which for many of you sounds a long way away, and for some of you is home. So I want us to be encouraged about that this morning, as Paul wrote this personal letter to his friends in Philippi. One of the things that I learnt about this passage just in studying for it is that in verse 21, where he comes to his final greetings in the letter, and he says in our versions, "Greet all the saints in Christ Jesus." As I studied that this week, I discovered that maybe a better translation, according to some, would be something like this: "Greet each and every one of the saints in Christ Jesus." In other words, it's like he knows these Philippian Christians who are 800 miles away, but who he spent time and invested his life in. It's like he knows them personally and wants each of them individually to feel greeted. And I would love it if when you see a newsletter from us on the board or something like that, that you could feel that as well. And being here is an opportunity to get to know more of you better, so that hopefully you can feel more like that. And just as we said that Christmas is about spending time with family, here Paul, he can't travel to them because he's in prison, but he's saying, we're all family together. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. Paul has been reminding us, as we've heard during this series, that we're all citizens of heaven together. We're all family because we have one Heavenly Father together. We're all family because we're engaged in the family business of taking the message, the great news of Jesus, to the world. And we see at the very end of this letter a particular example of that. I reminded you that Paul had said that the palace guard, the soldiers who he's chained to and people like that, have been hearing the good news of Jesus. And here we see in this newsletter, this thank you letter that Paul is concluding, in verse 22, he says, all the saints here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. And I think that that means that those people, like those soldiers who have become Christians by hearing the good news from Paul, are sending greetings. In other words, they are new brothers and sisters in Jesus who have heard the gospel as a result of Paul's ministry and therefore as a result of the partnership. And Paul is saying to those Roman soldiers, maybe he's still chained to them, he's saying, I'm writing here to my friends in Philippi who have sent me gifts and who are wanting to hear of the progress of the good news of Jesus, of the kingdom of God. And so he's told those soldiers about these Philippian brothers and sisters, and so now they are sending greetings. They've never met these people, but they're sending greetings as part of God's family. We live in a village called Ungwandan Asabe in northwestern Nigeria, and we're ministering and working a lot of our lives among the Kamuku people there. We worship in a Kamuku church where mostly they speak the Kamuku language. Most of you here this morning, even if you're Nigerian and visit Nigeria regularly, most of you will never meet the Christians of Kamuku land and of Ungwandan Asabe. Most of you will never speak any language in common with most of those people. But we are brothers and sisters, and like Paul sent greetings from those new brothers and sisters there, brothers and sisters who are benefiting from his ministry there in Rome, I just want to close by greeting you from the Kamuku people, through whom you are extending the word of God in another part of the world. And I'm hoping that Catherine is listening to me and is going to come and help me to do that. Because up here, you can see at the moment half a photo of some of those brothers and sisters who you may never meet, some photos of our translation team and our brothers and sisters in the church in Kamuku land, some of the women there. And whenever we leave there and come to England or whenever we travel, they say to us, please greet our brethren. And so we're just going to do that.
And over here, I have got to worry.
We're greeting you, ladies and gentlemen. How did you spend the night? How are you this morning? How are you getting on with everybody? We're really thankful that you've sent people to do the work of God among us. Thank you. That was the... whenever you have tongues in church, there must be interpretation. But I wanted to do that in the language because they don't have a language in common with you, but they would want to say thank you for your partnership in the gospel. Because through your partnership with us, they are receiving the benefits of having God's word in their language, and they see you as family in the Lord. And so as we share our resources in the task of God's mission, wherever we are, however we're feeling, we know that, as Paul reminds us, God will meet all of our needs. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So let's be encouraged to go forward in that mission in different ways, in different partnerships, in different relationships. And let's be encouraged that as we are citizens together, we are citizens of heaven together, we are partners together in God's mission as it goes out throughout the world. Let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you that you are the Father of all who trust in you. And we thank you that you are the one who resources us and provides for us through your riches in Christ Jesus. Thank you for all of us this morning who've heard that good news of Jesus. And thank you that we are part of a worldwide family. And may you encourage us and equip us to be more effective in our part in your mission here in North Finchley and across the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.